Today what I'm going to do is deliver a very unusual topic title for my sermon. It's entitled A Shotgun Sermon. You may not know what a shotgun sermon is, and maybe you never ever heard of such a title. But in brief, what it is, it's different topics. They're all relevant for our hour, and they're all connected one way or the other with the scriptures. So that's what a shotgun sermon is, and that's what I mean by my shotgun sermon that you're now going to hear. And the very first point I would like to share is something I learned within the last month or two, whenever it was recent, and it's in regards to a clear identity of the mark of the beast. And the term I want to emphasize is the word palisade. Perhaps you never heard of that term before. I'm going to explain it in a minute or two. But before I get there, let me build up to it. In Revelation 13, 16, and 17, we learn of the phrase mark of the beast, and the term mark is in the Greek karagma. And that term means not only mark, it means scratch or stamp. And that Greek term comes from a different Greek word, charax, C-H-A-R-A-X, and that word means sharpen to a point or palisade. So this is what the Holy Spirit, through the pen of John, wrote in the scriptures 2,000 years ago, of course, not knowing anything at all about the technology that we would have in our hour, and this is how it's described in God's word. Now, a palisade would be a fort with a defensive wall of upright logs with sharpened points at the top. That's what a palisade is. And remember, part of that definition is sharpened to a point. And that's how that mark is going to be put on the right hand or the forehead. It's going to be put on this stamp or this scratch with this sharpened to a point thing. And then we find out, if you ever seen a blow up of the microneedle vaccine that's coming, that is exactly what those needles, those tiny itsy-bitsy needles, look like. They look like palisades. They look like a snake fang. That's another way to put it. And that's actually the design behind them. So this, to me, is so astounding as to the accuracy of Scripture. God is telling us pinpointedly how to identify the mark of the beast, and the mark of the beast is the microneedle vaccine that's coming for this pandemic that we're now suffering under. So the palisade detail is the icing on the cake. It's like 1 + 1 = 2, and this palisade detail is the icing. The quantum dot tattoo, which is the mark on the body, and the inability to buy or sell, which is ID 2020 Alliance, = 2, and therefore has to be the infamous mark of the beast. What else could it possibly be? The next point I would like to mention is this election. Of course, we know at the beginning of November of this year, November 2020, the presidential election came up. And at this particular point in time, the mainstream media has announced that Joe Biden is president-elect. But there's all kind of confusion about this. And it seems that this has been rigged. Seems like the voting machines have been rigged in favor of Biden. So a lot of people are focusing in on that, and they think, well, this is so vitally important. But in reality, both Biden and Trump are for the vaccine, both of them. There's no difference at all. They're both pushing the vaccine. According to the latest, it looks like, from what they've been saying over the last week or two or even a month, it looks like the very first type of vaccine that will be coming will be the hypodermic needle type and not the microneedle type, as I just described several minutes back. But I've got to tell you something that is very, very disturbing, but it's factual. It's shocking. You probably heard of the vaccine company called AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca, if you look at the label of the box for that vaccine, it has coating written on it. And if you would break down the coating, it shows that the contents of that vaccine is aborted male Caucasian baby lung tissue. Let me say that again. Inside of that vaccine is aborted baby tissue, which happens to be, in this case, from a male Caucasian's lung. Shocking, unbelievable. Now, you might ask, as I certainly have, what is that doing inside of a vaccine? Why would anybody do that? And by the way, this is what Bill Gates has funded. This is what both Donald Trump and Biden is promoting, a vaccine with aborted baby lung tissue inside of it. Now, obviously, this is bound to have an adverse effect on a person. So it's not just this, as bad as it is. It has already been clearly articulated by certain medical doctors, especially Dr. Kerry Madej, that there are hydrogel biosensors within the coming vaccine, and that will adversely affect one's genes. And what they want to do is connect us to artificial intelligence. But this particular vaccine, the one I just referred to, they are actually expecting a high volume of adverse drug reaction. Now, you could verify every single thing I just said. None of this is inaccurate. It's all factual. It's all on the actual box itself from AstraZeneca, their vaccine. And it says, quote unquote, listen, seeking an artificial intelligence AI software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reaction, unquote. So not only are they rushing this, and not only have they bypassed many safety precautions, and there are no long-term testings and no kind of legal reactions that will occur to these drug companies, they are expecting, they know there's going to be adverse drug reaction. And it says expected high volume, and this is what they're trying to force on everybody. This is the miracle cure. Now, remember, part of the goal of the New World Order is to depopulate. And Bill Gates had said that very thing. He had stated with new vaccines, among other things, they could reduce the population 10 or 15%. So maybe in part, the aborted baby parts in the vaccine might be his plan. I don't know. Who knows what other kind of toxins are in there, but that's certainly enough. This should repulse anybody from wanting this. Now, Trump is against abortion, but how can he push a vaccine with aborted baby parts within it? That's a good question. There's another issue related to all that, and it's this. You might not have heard this. I just found out within the last week or so. Up in Canada, on the Canadian government website, they have programmable hydraulic guillotines is what they were looking for. And it's described, why do they want these guillotines? Quote, the government of Canada needs products and services in support of Canada's response to COVID-19, unquote. Now, what are you going to use a guillotine for? There's only one thing that a guillotine has been made for, and that is execution, to behead people. There have been some people already that have commented to me, and they have said, well, this is really nothing to be concerned about. This is not the obvious. This is nothing more than a paper cutter or a trash compactor. That's all. Well, if they wanted a paper cutter, why doesn't the Canadian government request a paper cutter? A paper cutter is not a guillotine. Neither is a trash compactor a guillotine. When you consider their request for programmable hydraulic guillotines plus their isolation facilities, what does that say? Well, let's just see. They have isolation facilities. They have guillotines. So that seems to spell in a very clear picture that they're going to quarantine people and then execute them by cutting their head off, which is exactly what the Bible says will occur in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, for the overcoming saints. But this is definitely a fulfillment of scripture, at least when this does occur, Revelation 13, verse 10. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. So they call it up in Canada an isolation facility. Down here in the U.S., they've been calling it FEMA camps or maybe quarantine centers, whatever, a safety camp. They could label whatever they want. It's a fulfillment of scripture of the saints going into captivity and being killed with the sword. And that's right on the horizon. It's not far off. And that request from the Canadian website was in June 2020. But there's more. Very important and very directly related to all this, according to what Jesus said. Two different times I want to read both passages. Mark 13, 12 and 13. Jesus said, brother will betray, brother to death, father's child, children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me. He who stands firm to the end will be saved. Then in Luke 21, 16 through 19, you will be betrayed, even by your parents, your brothers, your relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. By standing firm, you will gain life. So the Lord Jesus is forewarning betrayal of the saints from our own family members, the parents, the children, the brothers, the relatives, the friends. So when that happens to you, it's going to be fulfilled, just like it says right here in Scripture, just exactly like the details already show. And when it happens to you, please make sure you forgive them. And it's part of her test, and this is going to be on a worldwide scale. It's not just where you are, wherever part of the world that might be. This is globally. Maybe, and this is a guess, a wild guess on my part, maybe at that particular point in time, a law will be passed where the family members must turn in anybody who did not take the vaccine mark of the beast under a severe penalty if they don't. Maybe a felony. Maybe. But you must forgive people that would sin against you. You must forgive them to have your own sins forgiven. Now, I got another related nugget in my sermon, my shotgun sermon, connected with all of this. I think it's very juicy. Not as good as the Palisade detail. And it's from the fourth seal, Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. The scripture says, I looked and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine and plague, by the wild beast of the earth. The word sword, Revelation 6, verse 8, means a long and broad cutlass, or any weapon of the kind. Notice, any weapon of the kind. And what would be any weapon of the kind to a long and broad cutlass, a sword? It would be a guillotine. And again, the very way that the scriptures show the overcoming saints that get in the kingdom will die by having their head cut off. Now, I don't know when the microneedle vaccine will be available. I have no idea. There's all kind of false information. We're living at an hour that you absolutely, positively cannot trust mainstream media. Not only is the information coming out fraudulent, but it's incomplete. Now, that's very important to remember, because if you're relying on mainstream media to inform you what's happening, you're not going to get it from them. In fact, they have an agenda, and that agenda is to mislead you and control you, especially through fear. So there's all kinds of things happening, and it does look maybe sometime right around October 2021, when Bill Gates turns 66, that might be when the microneedle vaccine for COVID-19 will be available. But it might be sooner, too. I'm not sure. We have to remember, we got to view death in several important ways, and I want to touch on two of them real briefly right now. The Apostle Paul stated in Philippians 1, death is gain, and it's better by far. Philippians 1, verse 21 and verse 23, if you want to look that up. Remember that as we continue on in this dark tunnel that we have already entered. But this tunnel is not eternal. This tunnel is temporary. It's eternity that's eternal. And that's where you enter once you die. But for the saint, we get to go home. And it's gain, and it's better by far. That's how you should view what is going to happen. I referred to this passage before. Definitely, it cannot be wore out. Revelation 12:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Now, Jesus said, Mark 8, verse 35, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and the gospel will save it. So you save your life by losing it. You save your life and you get into God's kingdom by willing to die faithful rather than taking the mark of the beast or renouncing your faith. So these are all important truths to remember. Now, because of this day, the enemy, the devil, the father of lies, he has been working on so-called theologians for hundreds of years, coming up to this point in time, the culmination of this age. And there are various major religions that got it wrong about the mark of the beast. The Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Catholics, and others. Some of them got some very weird and shockingly strange understandings of what the mark of the beast is, including the Seventh-day Adventists, who think the mark of the beast is Sunday worship. Hard to believe, but it's absolutely the truth. And if you run into any of them, and they're so zealous, they seem to have one message. And that one message is, Sunday worship is the mark of the beast, and you should be worshiping God on Saturday. Well, when you run into somebody like that, assuming that you will, ask them this question. Since you believe all who worship God on Sunday have received the mark of the beast, then how are you able to buy or sell, which is uniquely given only to the ones who have the mark of the beast, which you don't think you have? So ask them that question, and hopefully it'll dawn on them that they were misled by Ellen G. White, who's a Bible-defined false prophet. The real mark of the beast is a literal mark on the right hand of the forehead that will be needed to literally buy or sell goods or services. The very next thing that I like to touch on is what they're calling out there 5G. And that's all connected with the Microsoft patent 060606. And that is linked to their communication network to be used in conjunction with the hydrogel biosensors for them to track and to control the people that get that vaccine. Now, they know that 5G is going to cause physical problems in people when they turn it on. And it might have already been turned on to some degree. Whatever intensity, I don't know. But it seems like also that 5G especially will adversely affect anybody that gets their vaccine. And as I already read, they know the vaccine as well will cause physical issues. So there's all kind of things coming. A lot of people are going to get sick and afflicted, and that even works great for their agenda. And that is to convince everybody this pandemic is horrific, and more people are getting sick, more and more people are dying, but it's really disconnected with any of that. It has everything to do with something altogether different. The vaccine as well as 5G. Now, I'm not saying there is no virus. I believe it's like the yearly flu virus. But they have a plan for your future. It's called the Great Reset. And according to their plan, you're not going to own anything, but you're going to still be happy. And they have a slogan, Build Back Better. Now notice, Build Back Better, but better for who? Not for the common people. Not for us. For them. The elitist. A lot of people question and they scratch their head and say, well, wait a minute. Hold on. I can understand some of this. But what about the third temple that is needed to bring about the mark of the beast and the revealing of the Antichrist? There are a lot of details about Jerusalem and that temple that have surely been suppressed. And they're hidden from us. I just wonder how many people listening to me are aware of the 2018 Trump Cyrus temple coin. Have you even heard of that? Believe it or not, the Sanhedrin minted a coin, a temple coin, with King Cyrus's picture and Donald Trump's picture on the front of it. So who was King Cyrus? Ezra 1 verse 2. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. is it possible that the Sanhedrin would mint such a temple coin in 2018 with Trump's name and picture on it, likening him to Cyrus, if that's not what Trump is doing, or perhaps has already started to do, and maybe even more than that? Remember, there's a lot of mystery. A lot of things are hidden, especially this information about that third temple. They definitely want that information suppressed. People think that the Antichrist will be Satan in the flesh. That is definitely an impossibility for more than one reason, but Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 is very clear and concise, showing that is inaccurate. Because 1,000 years before the devil finally gets into the lake of fire, the beast and the false prophet will be thrown into that same place. So finally, after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the devil or Satan will be in the lake of fire with the Antichrist and the false prophet. So he cannot be Satan in the flesh. The Antichrist is not Satan in the flesh. There are all kinds of theories, all kinds of guesses on the Antichrist, and as shocking as it might sound to some, one of which is the possibility, and notice I said possibility, it's nothing more than a guess by some, it's a theory, maybe, maybe not, is that perhaps Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Where is that possible? Could it be? Well, we know this. In John chapter 5, verse 43, Jesus said this, "I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me, but if someone comes in their own name, you will accept him." Now, the Jews love Trump. In fact, they have said that he's their best friend. And of course, as I've already mentioned, he is on that temple coin. And even though you might not know it, it's still nonetheless a truth that Donald Trump did convert to Jew. Did you know that? That's not common knowledge. Why isn't that, along with that temple coin, known by everyone? So Donald Trump is their best friend, and people around the world think that Jesus is for Donald Trump, but Trump's for the vaccine. I do believe 2021 is going to be a year totally different than 2020, as bad as 2020 has been. The New World Order has what they call Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 is connected with the year 2021, and it's not good. It looks like big trouble is on the horizon, and this brings me around to this point. The Apostle John explained what Jesus said to Peter, and it's in John chapter 21, verse 19. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Now remember that. It's actually possible to glorify God by your death. Now, of course, you can glorify God by the way you live, the things that you do, the things that you speak, how you spend your time, you spend your money, etc. But you can glorify God with your physical death, and what an honor and a privilege that is. And it looks like you might possibly have that opportunity. That is, if the war on the saints arrives in your lifetime, and as dark as it is now, and it's going to get much darker, with every passing hour, we are less of this great tribulation and 1 hour closer to going home. So what should you be doing? The same exact thing that Christians have been doing for 2,000 years, spreading the word of God about salvation and the gospel, pointing people to Jesus, but also warning people, telling them about the mark of the beast. A lot of people don't really have much of a clue. They're all overwhelmed because of the anxiety, the fear, the confusion, and that's all they're throwing before us. And of course, that's part of their goal, is to keep people confused and fearful, better to control people that way. So let me focus in on something that should super be important to you. I know it is to me. And that is, what about the timing of the mark of the beast? So let's get back to that again. When is the mark of the beast going to arrive based on scripture? Well, if you look at the sequential order of the angelic announcements in Revelation 14, the second angel says this, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." And it's the third angel, the next angel, right afterwards, gives the warning to the saints that if they take that mark, they'll be tormented with burning sulfur, and their torment will rise forever and ever. So the sequential order is first the fall of Babylon the Great. And that indirectly refers to and mentions remotely the abomination that causes desolation, which is also cited in various places dealing with the end times, especially in the book of Daniel. But there's a very important thing, in fact, a couple things, that's connected with this, which really might surprise you. It's just like this RFID chip. A lot of people have heard the RFID chip will be the mark of the beast, but now that's old technology. They got something much easier, much more modern, and it's the microneedle vaccine, the quantum dot tattoo, that will put the mark on the body at the same time as that vaccine. But it says about the temple, now grab hold of this, listen to this. This is Daniel 9:27 from the English Standard Version. And he shall make a strong covenant with many for 1 week, and for half of the week he shall put an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abominations shall come one who makes desolate until the decree end is poured out on the desolator. There is no term in Daniel 9:27 that says temple, but it does say wing, and it's implied, perhaps, at least that area. So does that really mean there must be a temple? Perhaps, maybe, but let's look at something else, because a second passage, especially directly linked to this, is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God is worship, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. As surprising as this might sound, please check it out for yourself. The Greek term for temple, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, also can mean fane, that's F-A-N-E. And a synonym for fane is altar. So could it be that some of these hidden things over in Jerusalem, such as them already having an altar, such as them already for a long time sacrificing animals, and did you know that? A lot of people didn't even know that. That's hidden as well. That's suppressed. They've been sacrificing animals for a long time in Jerusalem. Could it be that we're much, much closer to the timing of when the mark of the beast will come out? But then there's another bit of information about this. There has been on YouTube a video, and you could see it for yourself if you would type in the right keywords, where there's something underground. Now, some people say it's an underground temple. Others say, no, it isn't. It can't be. It's an underground synagogue. Maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it is a synagogue. Maybe it's not the temple. But we do know they started to sacrifice animals years ago. So how close is the real mark of the beast? But we do know Babylon the Great will fall before. But we know some other things. But I got to get this out. Getting over to the sequential order of the seals. Seal 4 is when the saints start to get executed because they did not receive the mark of the beast. But seal 3, as well as seal 4, is famine. I don't know if you heard this. Within the past week, here in November 2020, the UN Food Program gave this statement. Listen to this, quote unquote, famine of biblical proportions feared in 2021. They're saying it looks like super big famine is coming, and it's coming not far away in 2021. That would be seal 3 as well as seal 4. And seal 4 is when the saints get executed, and I already referred to that term before. That's a term that could mean guillotine. So there's all kind of things happening, all kind of things occurring at the same moment, and counterfeit miracles. You could expect that to be on the horizon. Maybe with holograms, maybe with something else, there's going to continue to be false prophets and false Christs with all kind of confusion and false information about all this. But one thing that's crystal clear, there's a lot of things that are crystal clear, which would include a post-tribulation rapture, not a pre-trib. Forget the pre-trib. It's not going to happen. As far as I'm concerned, we already entered the tribulation. And that alone, that detail, though I can't prove that, that detail, if you accept it, would disprove the pre-trib rapture. But if the pre-trib rapture is right, those of us that believe in a post-trib rapture, the Christians, we're going to be very pleasantly surprised to meet the Lord in the air. But if the post-trib is right, the pre-trib Christians, they could have their faith crushed. It will not be spiritually or mentally prepared to go through serious trouble and wrath from the devil, even to the point of physical death and losing everything that they have. Because they're not prepared, they're thinking they're going to get raptured out of here when it's not going to happen. You are not going to escape the mark of the beast and the Antichrist if you continue to live. So with each passing hour, we're getting closer and closer to going home. And do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14:27. But not only that, Jesus said, don't be anxious, don't be worried, don't be troubled or afraid, none of it. Just think about eternity, serve the Lord, make sure you keep yourself pure and clean. The vaccine mark of the beast perhaps will come to the post office or by way of FedEx to deliver the vaccines for people to put on for themselves, because it's going to be very easy for them to put on their own physical body this vaccine. We don't know. Maybe it will come that way. I have no idea. Maybe it will. But in James 1:12, it says, blessed is the man that perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. The word trial there can mean adversity, persevering through adversity. And of course, part of the adversity now certainly is the psychological operation that we're all subjected to. All this news of COVID-19, all this suppression, wearing the mask, the mandated vaccine, all this stuff. And as I stated before about a person's family, it's a major area of testing. It has always been. And Jesus specifically said a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. And anyone who loves his father or mother more than him is not worthy of him. Anyone who loves son or daughter more than him is not worthy of him. Anyone who does not take up his cross and follow him is not worthy of him. That's Jesus. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10:36-39. So again, don't allow your family to become a deadly snare for you. Another one, it was this, the workplace area of testing. So your family, your workplace, and especially for certain people, it's so subtle, and the pressure is on secretaries and car salesmen to lie and deceive. And Revelation 21:8 says that liars are going to go to the lake of fire. Folks, we're coming down to the wire. You got to clean up. If you've been lying, you need to stop. You've been hateful, you've been lustful, anything, you got to repent. Now, there's a scripture in the Old Testament, Daniel 7:25. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his saints and try to change the set times and the laws. The saints will be handed over to him for a time, times, and half a time. So oppression of the saints is already this hour right now, and it's all part of the tribulation or the time of distress. That's what this is. This is a period of distress, and this thing is ongoing, and deception is big time mixed in with it all. And isn't it true? They're already trying to change the laws about everything. Wearing face masks to get into a grocery store, or at least putting pressure on people for social distancing and everything else. And sometimes you can't even speak the word on certain platforms, COVID-19, or Bill Gates, or some of the others. What does that say? That shouts an indirect message loud and clear how important it is for that information to be suppressed. Proverbs 13:5 says, a righteous man hates falsehood. And that's part of the trouble right now that the saints are dealing with and they're oppressed by. There's fearful events coming. There's horrible things. But you got to think big picture. You got to get your mind off of the moment, the here and the now, the tragedies, the trouble, the misery. And you got to realize this is all passing. It's but a passing breeze like you. And there's a long eternity before us. And one thing you must make sure you get into God's paradise kingdom. You don't want to mess this one up. And the saints will face the mark of the beast, and the saints can still be tormented with fiery burning sulfur. And both of those points are shown in Revelation 14, 9 through 12. A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. Another very important point I'd like to share in my shotgun sermon is what we find out, not only in the Bible, but it's collaborated with from October the 1st, 2020 in Newsweek. Let me give you that statement from Newsweek. Newsweek stated, a swarm of more than 400 earthquakes has hit California in the area between the San Andreas Fault and the Imperial Fault. And then it goes on showing that they were expecting potentially larger earthquakes, plural, in the following next week. And this is all related and side by side listed next to famines, just as I had mentioned before. So all these things are getting extremely close. Now, of the various things that Jesus warned of in Matthew 24 and 25, Mark 13 and Luke 21, is the danger of spiritual sleep. And I like to read a passage from Mark 13, 33 through 37. Jesus said, be on guard, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. Will be like a man going away, he leaves his house, and he puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. So the warning here, the danger here is spiritual sleep. So what is that? What is spiritual sleep? And more importantly, what's the cure? Jesus mentioned one of the seven churches in Asia were asleep, and he told them what the cure was, and therefore that would be the cure for anyone today that would be spiretually asleep. It was a Sardis congregation, and it says in Revelation 3, verses 2 and 3, Jesus said, wake up, and therefore, because he said wake up, that means they were spiritually asleep. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it, and repent. So the cure is to remember the sound doctrine they heard, because that's what it's referring to. If it's to remember that, what they heard sound doctrine, what they had received, obey it, and repent. So something happened. They had heard sound doctrine. They had received it, but over the course of time, they fell asleep. The very danger that Jesus said can occur at this particular point in time, to fall asleep and not be ready. Remember when Jesus said, he spoke about being intoxicated by the cares of this life. And he said, pray always. Pray, pray, pray. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep examining your heart. Make sure unforgiveness doesn't get there, or any other kind of sin. You walk holy and clean and purpose in your heart. Whatever happens, you're going to be faithful to Jesus. You're staying with him, and that's it. That's the end of the issue. What is the timing of the persecution of the saints? Well, there's one scripture that seems to address this that I know of. Luke 21:12. Jesus said, but before all of this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. Now, if you check the context, you back up, you can see he's talking about before all of this, including famines and pestilences and great earthquakes in various places. Check it for yourself, Luke chapter 21, verse 12. So early is the persecution. And remember one final thing before I end this. The weapons of our warfare are not of this world. They're not the weapons that we fight with. It's a spiritual warfare. So fight with spiritual weapons. not with the weapons of this world.